Om Shanti. Hope you all enjoy your time in Gyan Sarovar. Enjoy. And we have to learn the art how to enjoy our whole life. This is the best art, that one must enjoy everything. Whatever we do every day, just enjoy it. When you eat the food, do enjoy it. When you drive your car, do enjoy it. When you walk, talk, go to the office, enjoy everything. If we learn this art, our life becomes a game. And in this game of life, we have to enjoy both things, victory as well as defeat. Appreciation as well as defamation, success or unsuccess. We must prepare ourselves, just get ready to enjoy everything. So today, first of all, I will talk little bit about soul consciousness, then related to this topic, how can we use the power of our mind? How can we use Baba in our life in order to make everything? And at the end, I would give you three very simple and important dharana, which will enable you to enjoy your life. Aim of this Brahmin life must be to cool down the mind, to slow down the speed of mind. In a normal state of our mind, we create 25 thoughts per minute, about 25 thoughts. Sometimes this is speed increase, 30 to 40. We have to slow it down, 20, 15, 10. You must know, when we had been deities, the speed of our mind was, think, how many thoughts per minute? Approximately 10 thoughts per minute. So we were very energetic, absolutely happy, and enjoyed 2,500 years. No disease. No problem, no tension, nothing negative. We must know one, just remember one very deep, or you can say secret point from Baba's Murli. A soul who is detached observer, can complete the work of a month within 1 hour. A yogi soul collects so much energy, he can complete his work, which is done in 1 month, he can do in 1 hour. This is the power of a yogi. And Baba, who is the teacher of yoga, can do his work of 1 year in a second. So for this, in order to slow down thy speed of mind, to cool down our mind, we need to practice bodilessness. For us, it's not a new thing, not a complicated thing. We know we are soul, but important thing is that we must experience I am separate from this body. I have entered this body. I am the master of this body. I am the king sitting on the throne. I am the king, king of the body, king of all sense organs, king of my mind and intellect. And for this, just visualize yourself. I came, just now, I came from soul world, entered my body, sit here. So just for 1 minute now, we shall experience it. Visualize yourself. Lal light karenge bhai. Just visualize yourself in forehead. I am a glowing soul. Very powerful soul. Sitting on the throne of forehead. From me, pure vibrations are spreading out. They are going in my body, purifying all sense organs. Om Shanti. This practice makes many things easy. We all must know when we become soul. We have to become soul, not only the soul consciousness, but we will become soul by the end. When we become soul, all thoughts merge in our incorporeal form. We easily become thoughtless. So we have to slow down the speed of our mind. Then our mind will become very powerful. We know we have got two main faculties, mind and intellect. Just simple thing about mind, entire power of soul lies in mind. Our complete power, might, resides in our mind, intellect. Intellect is the power of wisdom. Intellect is third eye. We have to cleanse our intellect. Make your third eye clean. Very important aim of our life. Most important aim of our yoga tapasya. We must have this aim in our mind that now my intellect is pure, believe it. Don't think I have to purify my intellect. My intellect is pure, Baba has purified it. I have not to allow any rubbish in my pure intellect. I have to keep it pure, clean. It will be a great thing for our life. A pure intellect means a clean third eye would be able to visualize subtle world clearly, soul world clearly, paradise very clearly, and entire cycle very clearly. Just note down, underline. We would be able to visualize our entire cycle, our part, our hero part, if we make our intellect clean. Intellect is third eye of wisdom also. We collect, we store wisdom in this pot, in this container, pure container. To mind, psychologists have divided into various parts. Two main parts, conscious mind, subconscious mind. We Brahmins have got higher conscious mind also, supreme conscious mind also. Worldly people hardly know about them. Super consciousness means when we are with Baba, when we think about Baba, we are in super consciousness. When we are in self-respect, then we are in higher consciousness. About this bodilessness and soul consciousness, I would say you one more thing. Everyone should be clear. Soul conscious means, Baba used to say, by the end you will become completely soul conscious. Those who become completely soul conscious becomes 8 jewel. They become 8 jewel. Soul consciousness means when soul becomes the embodiment of all qualities. Love, peace, happiness, bliss, purity, might. Everything is imbibed. Then it is known as soul conscious stage. In such stage, we perform actions, but we experience that we do nothing. We live in this world, but this world doesn't live within us. We do our daily work, job, laukik or alaukik, but we feel we do nothing. We live in the body, but with the experience as if we don't live in the body. We are there. This is such highest level of spiritual stage we have to achieve. But for this, we need lot of practice. What mistakes we all Brahmins make? We don't make it a tapasya. You know this word in the tapasya? Tapasya means intense practice. You know, in world, philosophers, Lokikali yogi, and many others, gurus who teach different kinds of yoga in the world, in India mostly, they teach very hard thing. Their practices are very hard. Just to awaken the kundalini, to awaken the chakras. But people do hard work. And we Brahmins, thinking that yoga is easy, we don't practice. It's easy, so no need of practice. So easy thing, if we don't practice, becomes hard. A hard thing, if we practice, becomes easy. So just determine in your mind, I have to do intense tapasya. It's easy. I am soul. I am sitting here, I am the king. Together with this, I would add one most important thing. When you go to your job, suppose you sit in an office, 10 persons are also working with you. They are not Brahmin. They create negative vibrations around you. This is a problem with many. You must remember, I am master creator. Second important thing, listen carefully. If 1 million persons are creating negative vibrations around you, a yogi is able, is worthy to destroy them all in a minute. Because the vibrations of positive thoughts, vibrations of self-respect are millions times more powerful than negative vibrations. So never get afraid that around me there are vicious people, they are creating negative things, but I am a fragrant flower. I am a powerful person. I am master creator. I can create everything. Have such faith, trust in your own vibrations. So the second thing which I wanted to tell you, our attitudes towards others is also very important. If I think I am a great soul, but you all are not great, you know what it will create? Negative energy. But if I think, I am a great soul, and you all are great souls of deity religion, it will create divine vibrations. So in your office, or wherever you go for work, just see others with this attitude, they are good souls, children of Sri Baba. They are good souls. All are good. And if you think they are great souls of their own religion, no problem if they don't belong to deity religion, they are great souls of their own religion. Baba has given one great awareness to us. You are ancestors. Ancestors of the souls of all religions. So, all souls of all religions are like your family. Have this attitude and you will experience very positive, good response from them. If they hate you, they will love you. If they want to take revenge from you, they will forgive you. Wonderful experience through our positive attitudes. So we have to become soul conscious, means when we see to others, we must see with these spiritual attitudes. I am great soul, all are good souls, great souls. Come to the power of subconscious mind. It's my aim in my mind now that you all must give a new program to your subconscious mind from now. Just think how. Conscious mind, subconscious mind. I hope all have heard about it. Everyone knows. I just say something, explain little bit in just brief. Conscious mind is the mind by which we think constantly. When we think constantly in the daytime, then our subconscious mind keeps sleeping, inactive. When our conscious mind is silent, then subconscious mind awakes, it becomes active. Second thing, 90% of soul's power resides in subconscious mind. Subconscious mind, therefore, is most powerful mind. Third thing, very important. When our conscious mind is silent, subconscious mind is active then, at that time. If we give a thought to our subconscious mind, if we give a vision to our subconscious mind, it will accept immediately, and it has got power to do accordingly. Three most important things about this subconscious mind. So when our conscious mind is silent, again I am repeating, at that time, subconscious mind is active. In active form of subconscious mind, if we give thoughts or vision, it receives them and does everything accordingly. So this way, by knowing this simple philosophy, now we have to use the power of our subconscious mind, because we Brahmins are very powerful souls in the world. Two timings are here, morning time when we get up. At that time, our subconscious mind is active. When we go to sleep, we all know, when we are about to sleep, conscious mind is silent, subconscious mind is becoming active. It is awakening. At night time, please note down in your mind or on notebook, at night time, when subconscious mind is active, it has got maximum healing power. Maximum healing power. So if you want to make your body healthy, just create a thought when you are going to sleep. Create a thought, I am perfectly healthy. I am free from this disease. Suppose you got diabetes. You just give a thought to yourself, I am free from diabetes, I am free from high blood pressure, I am free from this fever, I am free from cancer. You will see wonderful result. This one thing, how we can use our mind's power in order to cure our body, healthy body. Second thing, morning hours. Our very first thought, as soon as we wake up, we are not aware normally what do we think. But with awareness, with being careful, just create first thought, whatever you want to create. Create first thought, and it will give you everything. So, this way, first 10 minutes in the morning. This time is diamond-like time for our life. Whatever we want to achieve in life, laukik or alaukik, we can achieve by using this time. So just, with open heart, just have a thought, I am most fortunate soul in the world. I am most happy soul in the world. And see the result. I hope you understand everything. Suppose you are facing a problem. When you wake up, just create the thought, I have become free from this problem. Now there is no more problem in my life. My life is problem free, stress free. I am absolutely happy. Suppose you are lacking money in your life, or you have to work hard to make money, just with open mind say like this, I am the richest in the world. Can you say? Or it's difficult? Don't think that I don't have even £1 in my pocket and I am thinking I am richest in the world. You must not have any doubt. Doubt will destroy everything. Doubt will destroy everything. Baba knows that you don't have money. Still, he mentioned you are the richest in whole Kalpa. Why? God knows everything. Still he says, this is an art to use the power of subconscious mind. One another thing, I give you the example of Brahma Baba. It was mentioned by Dadi Janaki once in our class. In the year of 66, I think, Dadi was passing through history, near history hall. What did she saw? That Brahma Baba was dancing in history hall. Just dancing with happiness. She was amazed. But all of a sudden, Baba saw her. She entered and she asked Baba, Baba, you were dancing? Baba answered, yes, child, Baba was dancing in happiness that I will become Sri Krishna. Just with such open heart, he was saying. So we learn one important thing by this example. See, just analyze this event. Baba knew that he will become Sri Krishna. And Sri Krishna is next to God. In India, Sri Krishna is known as God, not Lord, but God, because he is equal to God. So Brahma Baba knew that he is going to become Sri Krishna, but he was not silent that, okay, I will become Krishna, no problem. But he was enjoying as if he is Krishna now. This is a very deep and great philosophy of this subconscious mind. Whatever we want to achieve in life, in future, even in this life, future life, create the vision and enjoy it as if you have achieved it now. Feel that I have achieved it and you will achieve. I'll give you practical example. Just one Kumar brother gave me telephone, asked that I am going to appear an interview for a good job. What should I do? I suggested him these things. Listen carefully. Just from now, do the practice, I am Master Almighty. I am Master Almighty. They will ask me the question whose answer I know. Four officers will sit in front of him. Director, general manager, manager, one officer. Four had to sit in front of him. And they will ask questions, and a candidate used to frighten, what they will ask. So I just made him confident. Think right from now. I am Master Almighty. They will ask the same questions whose answer I know. Although he did not believe in the beginning, but I convinced him. The real philosophy of subconscious mind, he got ready. And he did this practice for 5 days. And same things he got. They were asking all questions which he had prepared. Second thing, I just convinced him, you believe, I am Master Almighty, I am being selected. Enjoy that you got that job, you got that seat. And he did it. He made a vision that there is a chair of that officer and I am sitting on that chair. Outside my office, my nameplate is put. I am sitting there. He got that job. This is how we can get success in our life. So like Brahma Baba, we must enjoy what we are going to achieve. We are going to become great deities. Why not to feel I am a deity now? Enjoy that. Forget your present stress, problems, job, fast life, this and that. I am a deity. And see the impact of this feeling on your whole life. So you have to make a new program for your subconscious mind. Understand properly. If you don't enjoy your Laukik life, your own thoughts of past are responsible for that. If you don't get success in your life, your past thoughts are responsible for that. If you are not happy in your life, in your relationship, your own past thoughts are responsible for that. Do you believe it? So your future is in your own hands. Whatever you think now, your thoughts will create your future. I'm not talking about golden age future, about future of this life. So think that maker of future, maker of fortune, God, Shiva Baba, and fortune, both have come in my hands. It's under my control. I can create my own fortune. Every day, you can make a new experiment for your life. At the night, when you are going to your bed, just create the thought, my tomorrow will be like this. My tomorrow will be like this. My tomorrow will be absolutely a happy day. My tomorrow will be full of success. My tomorrow will be stress-free day. Create your own tomorrow every night. Everything we can create. Again, let us practice for a minute. Come here and give a new program to your subconscious mind. From now, I am most happy person in the world. Success is my birthright. Fortune is in my hand. Lalite? Fortune is in my hands. God has come in my own hands. Yes. Have I lal light wale hai? Bhago nahi? Yes. So first of all, visualize yourself a powerful soul. Fortune maker soul. I am the most fortunate person in the world. Now fortune has come to my feet. I am most happy soul in the world. Happiness has become my nature. I am most wealthy, successful, stress-free, healthy, I am so powerful, I can give power to entire world. I am full of happiness, I can distribute happiness to millions and millions of souls. I can remove their sorrow. Om Shanti. Easy way to bring transformation in our life by using the power of subconscious mind is the titles Baba gives us, we must accept them. Be careful, your subconscious mind, your inner conscience must not reject them. I give two examples, you can understand easily. Baba says, you are great souls. Baba doesn't say, you have to become great. See the difference. He says, you are great souls. What do we say? Can you speak with open heart, I am great soul in the world? Or your subconscious mind, inner conscience will reject, no, I am not so great. Dadi is great. Baba is great. Check yourself. So accept this thought. Churn about it. Why we are not great? God has come to us. He has become guest in our home. We have achieved God. Are we not great? God Himself comes down every day to teach us. Are we not great? God comes down every day to decorate our life, to purify ourselves, to guide us, to empower us. I'm great soul. We all are great. So give this thought to your subconscious mind. It's true that I am great. It's fact that I am great. God Himself has mentioned, oh child, you are not an ordinary person, you are great. Do accept it. Just now, accept it in 10 seconds, I am great. By accepting it, all greatness will enter yourself. Thoughts will become great, actions will become great, attitudes will become great, our behavior will become divine. I have noticed in many cases, I teach to many Brahmins specifically how to solve their problem by the practice of self-respect. And one important thought is that I am a great soul. I give you just an example, recent example. 15 days before, one phone call came to me from a senior principal of a degree college, well-known person, she is Brahma Kumari now. She asked me the question that my mind is puzzled. I am peaceless. So many problems are coming in my life. My relatives are not cooperating with me. Just everything has been disturbed. What should I do? I was somewhere in airport. I did not listen carefully what she was saying. So I suggested her that for 2 days, do 2 practices. I will reach in Gyan Sarovar after 2 days. Give me a ring at 9 o'clock in the morning, then I will talk to you in detail. 2 practices were, every day you have to write down, I am a great soul, 108 times. Same time every day, 108 times. What is the philosophy behind it? When you start writing, I am a great soul, I am a great soul, you know, after writing 10 times, mind will accept it. Oh, truly you are great. When you write 25 times, mind will become stable. And after that, pure energy from soul will go to your brain. And it will open up many things, many blockages. Second thing I suggested her, you have to practice 108 times in a day that I am Master Almighty. Both day. She did honestly for 2 days. 9 o'clock, third day, she called me and answer was, my all problems have gone. I am happy now. There is no more problem in my life. What problems are? The creation of a weak mind, the experience of negative energy. If we stabilize our mind, if we cool down our mind, if we empower our mind, all problems finish immediately. It's like when we put on the switch, entire darkness disappears. It is like switch on. So when we forget this great self-respect point, it means we put off switch. So darkness enter our brain, our life. So I am a great soul. You can make it your important main self-respect point, and by this one practice you will experience that your mind is becoming stable. Just one brother came to me yesterday, probably he has to go at 1 o'clock, he will be sitting here or not. He just said that he has come many times to see Baba, but so far he has got no experience. So he was going back being hopeless, frustration. In frustration he was going back to home. Yesterday he came to me. So I had to cooperate with such brothers and sisters. So I suggested him, to do these two things for a day and come tomorrow to me at 9 o'clock. He came today to me at 9 o'clock. And first of all, I saw his face. It was happy face. Yesterday, it was depressed face. Then I just suggested him to do these two practices. I am a great soul. Write down 108 times. I am Master Almighty. Practice 108 times for 21 days only, and your entire life will become easy, successful, happy, stress-free. It's true. I have taught this technique to many thousands, and all got success. So you can make it your principal thing for life. Second, self-respect. I am Master Almighty. These are also the practice of soul consciousness. Self-respect gives us self-confidence. Those who has lost their self-confidence must practice self-respect, and within a day you will experience confidence in self. I am Master Almighty. Remember one thing. In life, that person experiences defeat who forgets his own powers. If we are aware of our powers all the time, we will never experience defeat, but always victory. So just remind yourself, I am Master Almighty. And we all must know why. Why we are Master Almighty. Not only that we are the children of Almighty God, therefore we are Master Almighty. It's true. It's also true. But important thing for we Brahmins is, the moment we became Baba's children, just allow it to enter your heart, to your subconscious mind. The moment we said, Baba, I am your child, you are my father, means we born. On our birthday, Almighty has given us all of his powers. So we all Baba's children are full with his powers. So at this confluence, only our powers are not working with us, but the power of Almighty Baba are also combined to us. He has given us all of his powers. So now, let it enter to your subconscious mind that Almighty Shiv Baba has given me all of his power, and now just feel his energy is entering me. La light karenge bhai? Yes. For 2-3 minutes, be in this powerful feeling. I am Master Almighty. Because Shiv Baba, Almighty, has provided all of his powers to me. I have become the embodiment of God's powers. I am not alone. Baba's powers are combined to me. Now visualize up above Shiv Baba, Almighty, in soul world Shiv Baba. his rays of might are spreading. Visualizing, clear visualization. His rays are coming down, fountain of his eight rays are entering me. This is a beautiful practice which makes everything easy in our life. You can make experiments of this thought. I remind you Baba's words, the children who are Master Almighty. We all are Master Almighty, only the important thing that we should be aware of this. Awareness. I am Master Almighty. The children who are Master Almighty can do everything with the power of thought only. I am doing so many experiments of this one powerful thought. Whatever I want to do, I try my best to do with the power of thought only. And in many cases, full success. Suppose, I give you some example. Suppose you are a mother and you have got two babies and they are unhappy to you from you. And therefore you are also not happy. Because your children are unhappy. They are getting angry. They are getting irritated. Just have a thought. I am Master Almighty. Baba's powers are here with me. Their mind must be silent. Let my babies be silent. See them soul and just give command. Silent, and see the result. Suppose you work in an office, and yesterday your boss was angry, displeased from you, and today you are going again to the office with a fear. Now have the thought, I am Master Almighty. Baba's powers are here with me. Now these souls must be loving to me. His attitudes, his drashti will change. You can change other human beings with the power of your own thoughts. Suppose sometime you have to catch a train and you are getting late. You can do such practice again for 3 minutes. I am Master Almighty, Baba's powers. So I hope you understand how to use the power of Almighty, Master Almighty feeling. I was giving simple example which I used to do many times. Suppose I am late and I have to catch train at 1 o'clock and I think I will miss the train today. Have the thought. I am Master Almighty, let the train get late. Suppose you lost your key. Many get puzzled when they lose their key. you lost your key. Don't have waste thoughts in your mind. Have a thought, I am Master Almighty. After 10 minutes, key will come in my hands and it will come to you. So thus you will increase your confidence within your own self. I was saying, make a new program for your subconscious mind. Don't forget it. Today itself, check yourself. What are the wrong and negative thoughts in my mind which spoil my life, which make me unhappy, which make me weak? Everything you can achieve. Morning 10 minutes. Do you remember? I am the most fortunate. You can declare in the universe, I am the most fortunate person in the world. I am most happy. Would you say now? I am most fortunate. No, dead voice. Okay, you do in the morning time. You can dance. I am the most fortunate person in the world. Most happy, wealthy. Wealthy also. You will see how wealth come to you easily. Now, 3 dharana points. Topmost dharana point in spiritualism. One is detached observer. Detached observer. Observe this drama. See this world drama being detached. Enjoy this drama. And keep an aim in your mind. No question, no complaints. Whatever is going on in this world drama, that is perfect, accurate, true. Just churn this point. See this drama, see the part of everyone. Everyone is playing one's own part, which has been given by the Supreme Director. You can think this way. So everyone is enjoying one's part. I have to enjoy this drama. No question, no reaction, no effect. I have mentioned this is the topmost state of spirituality. You have to work for this, little hard work, always. This world is a drama. Everyone is playing one's own part. No one can be blamed. We cannot lay blame on others. Why you are doing this way? No why. Baba has mentioned, if you say why, you will cry. No why. So no question. This is the sign of a complete knowledgeable soul. A soul, a person who has achieved complete knowledge is free from all questions and complaints. He knows whatever is going on is right, accurate, perfect. One thing. You will enjoy then your life very much. By such practice, you will save your energy of mind and it will help you in every field of life. Every field of life. It will give you success in your life. I have noticed in many cases, those who waste their mental energy, they create barrier on the way of success. Save your energy. Protect your own energy. So, be detached observer. Second thing, practice to surrender yourself to Baba. Surrender. Say to Baba, talk to Baba, Baba, I am for you. My life is for you. My each and every action is for you. Then Baba will answer, I am for you. My everything is for you. My all treasures are for you. Surrender. So every night, as Baba has mentioned, he has given this homework to all Brahmins. Whatever has been happened today, give it to him. Surrender to him. Now you look after this. Surrender. Very deep practice it is. Not gross thing. That grossly we say, Baba, I belong to you. Oh, everything for you. Subtle level. Deep level. My every action is for you. If you go to the office, you work your lokik job, you still have this feeling, this work is for you. Don't think this job is for me, this job is for my family, this money is for my family, everything for you. We know Baba will not take away anything from us, but it will divinize everything. And whenever you find in your life any big problem, when you see, I don't understand what to do, how to do, give it to Baba and he will solve the problem. Wonderful experience will come to you. And if you connect your relationship this way with him, then I would say one thing of my best experience of this life, now to make him your friend. Make him your friend. And ask him again and again, come down. Oh, Supreme Friend, I am alone. What are you doing there? Please come down. If you drive your car, as soon as you start, ask him, please come down. You have to sit with me. Sit on my seat. Drive my car. Drive for me. When you eat your food, you can ask him, Supreme Friend, first you come and accept this Brahma Bhojan. So this way you will have constant connection and relationship to him, and you will enjoy everything. You will experience practically, after some practice, literally he comes down. He is standing in your home, he is standing in your office, and his vibrations are spreading out. You will enjoy it very much, but make it your nature. Invoke him again and again. Whenever you find any difficulty in your lokik work, ask him, please come down, help with me. You need not to think how. He will come, and his presence only, his presence will solve the problem. Third important dharana, this is very deep too, selfless actions, selfless karmas. We perform karmas, we perform our deeds selflessly. Means, we have a target, I have to achieve it. Selflessness, selfless motivation, it's really very deep thing. We want to achieve, there is an aim in front of us. We want to get that aim, but still we will do everything selflessly. With a thought that my duty is to perform this action and result is there in Baba's hands. So leave your result to Baba and just do your duty. Although there is a specific aim in your mind, you have to get that, you have to fulfill that. Selfless motivation divinizes our life. So these are three great dharana. In simple words, Baba's simple world, no feeling of I-ness. I did it. I will do it. I have done it. I am doing this. No one can do except me. No I-ness. So when we become free from this I, then we are divine. So we will experience then that Baba's powers are working with us. It is not so that Baba will do everything. He will do. But Baba's powers will work with us. Many people get confused. Baba says, I am Karan Karavanhar. So they think we have to do nothing. Baba has to do everything. No, we have to do everything, but with the power of Baba. So this will make us free from the feeling of I-ness. Now I hope you had made already a program for your subconscious mind. You made in your mind, and you can realize what mistake I personally make. This is the reason why I don't enjoy my life, why I feel obstacles, barriers at every step. So change your thoughts, life will change. Change your thoughts, circumstances will change. Change your thoughts, everything will change. Yoga will become easy and you will enjoy your Brahmin life. Lastly, I would remind again, don't forget that you are Master Almighty, most powerful soul in the world. That person experiences defeat who forgets his power. Don't forget your power. So victory, success will come to you in an easy way. Om Shanti. So let us enjoy again. I am Master Almighty. From each part, vibrations of might are spreading out. Aura is being created. I am Master Almighty, full with the powers of Almighty Baba. And now His powers are coming down to me.